My name is Muad Al-Aoufi. I'm an artist, explorer in Al-Madinah, Saudi Arabia.
I'm Michelle Schifaletti, and you're listening to Thaqafat. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is a land rich with diversity. Muad Al-Aoufi is on a journey to use self-expression to showcase just that. He is the head of cultural programs at the Medina Development Authority and heads the Medina Art Center. Muad is also the founder of artistic studio El Mithba and the co-founder of Earth Team. Muad, welcome. I am so excited because what I did not mention in the bio is that Muad is really a very interesting explorer, and I'm sure he has a lot of stories to share with us. So why don't we start today by share with us who you are and what you do.
I've been exploring for the past maybe 7 or 6 years, been exploring the region and some other parts of Saudi Arabia. And what I mostly do is to translate my findings into different mediums of art, photography, video, found objects, installations, multidisciplinary artist.
So what are you searching for then? You say you search and you explore. What are you looking for?
Well, basically, anything that amazes me, anything that will bring... I like this style or the style of exploration because I really need to feed my sight, in a sense, the way to feed my soul. Searching on things, like maybe not even answers more than even finding questions. There is a lot of questions in the region, in our land. There is a lot of enigmas also. I like to work on.
You're exploring that you're looking for questions.
Yeah, maybe it's more of, it became more of like looking for questions, maybe rather than just finding answers, because some of the questions are wide and not answered yet, but I just like to keep looking.
Do you feel like where you grew up, like, influenced those desire to find these questions, find these answers? Do you think that that had an influence?
Definitely. I grew up, let's say, in a sort of a divided culture, or maybe into two separate cultures. My mom is from Syria, my dad is from Saudi, and I had to kind of find my way between both cultures. And that maybe is one of the elements that tab up the number of questions that I've been even looking for or for their answers since I was a kid. But then mostly I feel and I know that my trips with dad when I was a kid had a major influence on me. Since I was little, my dad used to take me with him and these trips to the desert or to the village, my dad's village. And then I remember these vivid memories of me being maybe even in early stages of elementary school and just going with dad and seeing the land and the village. And I still have these vivid memories of remembering how he was trying to establish the new house or building the new home of us there. And then in elementary school, I even start driving when I was in the fourth grade. So just taking the car and trying to find my way here and there, and even learning how to change tires if they got like flat or in the desert. And all of this, I felt really free and in control since I was really little. And that, maybe that would drive me back always to just get that sensation subconsciously, who knows.
But so you feel like the desert was like a huge part of your upbringing?
It is. Mm-hmm. Spending few days in the weekend, then sometimes I would just stay there. My dad will leave, actually go back to the city, and I would stay with my cousins or my auntie, and just staying for like 7-8 days and just being there, you know. I like to go around and explore and finding new hidden gems or new baths in the mountain. I think that had a major, I'm sure it had a major influence on me and why I'm continuing this way of doing what I'm doing. I see the desert is my studio. It is everywhere I go. And I always considered also, I've been considering also the desert to be the gallery. Maybe things on that space that you can really just have your work standing out in the middle of nowhere.
So when you grew up going to the desert and then you went to study Australia.
Australia, yeah.
What was that like? Well, what was the transition like when you moved there? And also then the transition when you moved back?
Well, I do have had two different phases in my life where Muad was not really maybe the artist, or I was definitely the explorer, but not the artist maybe yet. But I left home in 2002 going to Jordan. I had to change the course of my studies and just go to Jordan and staying there for like maybe 4 years. And even at that time in Jordan, I was just going and exploring. I never maybe had that focus on studying. And then after 4 years there, I went also to Australia to continue my studies. And I found myself like in the Gold Coast, next to the beach, a very different environment of what I really usually have been to. And also there, I remember myself having my 4x4 car and going to the hinterlands, the mountain, the waterfalls, and just trying to explore. Definitely, both of these 4 years here and there had a very remarkable influence on my point of view to things, or maybe getting to know different cultures, different human beings, in a sense, you know. Going back to Medina, that was, I think, where everything started. Being away for like almost 10 years, even I spent 2 years back in Saudi Arabia in Dammam or in Dhahran studying there, which is 1,500 k's away from the city, from Medina. After almost like 10 years of like being away and not only visiting for like holidays, going back to my hometown and not knowing anyone anymore, not having friends that I really know as friends anymore, you know what I mean?
It's like your life had changed so much.
It changed. Everything changed. My thinking, my life, my views, everything was just different. And then when I got back to the city itself was a very different place for me. I didn't really know it the way it was, and it was going under massive, massive development. There was this project of expansion of the Prophet Mosque, and then that project changed really the face of the city, in a sense, especially the old places, or the places that I felt really connected to. They were just going to be demolished, some of them, and we are talking about 12,500 real estate that were about to be just demolished, like totally. And then I think there are two elements here, maybe more, that sparks this idea in my mind of like searching for the city of Medina. Like, I don't even know why, even in my bio and my Instagram, at that time I wrote searching for the city of Medina, in a sense of that my own Medina, the Medina I know, it doesn't exist anymore.
And but then not just physically, right? Like, did you mean that in not just this physical sense, but also the sense of the Medina that you grew up with the people you grew up with, the culture you grew up with, your whole perspective had changed, right?
everything was mm-hmm. just different. Me trying to find a place for myself even was a big challenge. What do I do now? How to work now? Who to friends now? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I started to notice galleries. I started to notice artists. And, oh, wow, there is this thing here. There's like art and artist. You know, there are different specter of like creatives that I can really fit myself there in a sense, because I've been working in this creative practice since I was a kid. I do took a lot of photos as a kid. I changed things. I'm not like an inventor, but I tried to, maybe when I was a kid, I was just opening things and putting things together. So also social media helped me to connect with others and try and making new friends. And that was it. That sparks everything and changed almost everything. And then also bringing what people didn't really know about the city of Medina, which is an important Islamic city. What I did is documenting and showing my culture shock from my own culture. People start to even notice that there is some hidden gems in Medina. There are some many, many different stuff that they can visit and they can see. It's not just a one destination city where you can just visit the Prophet Mosque right. and just leave. You know, there is a lot of things that you can really, really do. I always say, and I can guarantee that whoever comes to Medina or visited Medina before, I can guarantee that I show them around a very different city, the way I saw it and the way I became friend with the city of Medina. And I start to find very, very new things that they are 100 km away from me. I have never knew about. And I was like 30 or something.
Like what type of stuff did you find?
Oh, you will see a very new place, like an ancient dam that you never knew about mm-hmm. with a very or traditional story mm-hmm. or and then going to some other place where you can see volcanoes. Come on. I never knew about volcanoes in Medina, in my own region. I loved them since I was a kid. I even remember going to with my dad in some sites of the city of Medina and seeing this volcanic sand. And I'm like, this is interesting. They are gray. They are reddish. And what is this? And then going just 2 hours away from my own city and seeing the biggest starter volcano in the whole Arabian Peninsula. I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. And I loved it. Prehistorical areas. And
it's people don't know Saudi Arabia like that, especially here in, I'm thinking about, you know, the US. People think, oh, Saudi Arabia, it's just only desert. But there's so much diversity, even within Medina, but in the whole country.
Saudis, they don't know Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Some of them, majority of them, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, they didn't know much about how rich this land is, you know. And maybe that was also one of the smart turns that I took as a bridge to show this to the people I know, to show this through social media. I kind of got this skill of knowing what is really interesting to others. Mm-hmm. There is a gap between the people of the city, the ones who are like really staying, measure their life in the cities. They didn't know about this. So I think I found a bridge there, or I created a bridge mm-hmm. on delivering these findings.
Do you feel like that's now surprising. People, especially domestically in Saudi Arabia, are becoming more, not necessarily aware, but more interested in the terrain that is in their own country?
They are more aware now. They are more keen in exploring their own land. Mm-hmm. They saw through social media and other artists and influencers maybe that there are some really amazing destinations and places to go to and to explore and to just enjoy our own country. You want some good crystal beaches, we got some. You want some crazy, amazing out of space land and topography and volcanoes, we got some. You want to see some very interesting, unsolved petroglyphs, We do have that. It's just amazing.
It's a shift.
And it is. And even for myself, at some stages, I would say, oh, I'm done exploring the region of Medina. I've seen it all. And then few weeks later, it's like there's something new. It's like, wow.
What's been the most interesting thing in all of your explorations in Medina or around Medina that you...
Around Medina, there are two places that really blow my mind away, which was Khaybar. Khaybar was something really unique. Castles, prehistorical settlements, ancient structures, stone structures, volcanoes, caves. And then there is Al-Hnakiyya also with very mysterious petroglyphs and inscriptions in the mountain and old architecture that is like 100 years old and no one knows about. And Medina, especially the region of Medina, is very diverse. It's very rich. You get the sea, you get the mountain, you get everything. You just name it, you know.
A lot of your initiatives, whether it's your work with Medina Art Center or Al-Mithba, a lot of it's educationally focused, right?
The first one is Sorta, my own platform, Al-Mithba, my own practices, my own search, and artistic career in a sense, which is also educative in a sense, even without me aiming on that way. And then the other thing is my job, which is being the head of Medina Art Center. I feel like, yes, I do have a big duty and maybe responsibility to teach, not as a teacher, but maybe to just give back or deliver my findings to maybe the youth of Medina, the creatives, you know. They need to know what's out there. I focus highly on educating about what can you experiment with, what's out there, what other artists reached. I believe in the creatives in Saudi Arabia and the power of thinking that they got. And I'm trying to help and I'm still learning.
Can you share more about the work at Medina Art Center as a whole? Like what type of initiatives you're focused on there?
Well, Medina Art Center is really, we are really, really lucky to have Prince Faisal bin Salman, the governor of Medina, as the one who actually established this art center and asked for it and really supervised it really closely. And he's the one who appointed me to be the head of the Medina Art Center. And I'm really honored for this. Medina Art Center, we focus on the very early ages. We focus on kids, like, a lot of activities. We do a lot of activities. I consider educative programs that are art-related is the foundation of the center, is the foundation of the change. It is what will do or change things in the future. We have had a lot of good exhibitions. So we have few exhibitions that focused on contemporary Saudi artists, or we show work for Saudi artists who are already out there, who are already internationally
established.
Known and established, yeah. And that will make the audience feel related in a sense. You know, we are not just bringing foreigner objects feeling negative to work. No, we start with Saudi artists. We've been doing some other, we exhibited even internationally.
It opens the space for people to talk, to discuss.
Yes. We really aim on opening dialogues and discussions and conversation and bringing creatives together. It's maybe more about putting things on the wall and discuss them. So sometimes we accept many different works, we accept many different experiments, just to have this space to talk and create conversations.
How do you see the future of art in Medina, but also art in general in Saudi Arabia? What direction do you see it going?
Well,
it's a big question.
Well, let me say there is a movement. Before COVID or before Corona, everything was going on in Saudi Arabia is healthy. People are trying, people are experimenting, there was some really good art and good artists, and you know that will stay. Before even 5-7 years ago, you would have people doing and creating art based on very different social issues. And now, we at that stage before the pandemic, there was this challenge, or after a lot of social issues were resolved, true artists now can really discuss maybe deeper and other social issues in maybe different formats, or maybe different cliche of artistic practice, or, you know, just bringing something creative. Good things will last. Good, genuine things will really last. And now we do have also this like border or hit of this pandemic. I cannot really say things about what we expecting or how things would be. I cannot really tell. It is too soon to say how art will be later.
Right.
Art and culture were looked at like really changed for the best and for the better in the past couple of years. I believe that it will still be the case. We saw a lot of good initiative from the Ministry of Culture. We saw a lot of initiative on like even building and keeping up the cultural sector going on. But
do you feel like kids today that are growing up in Saudi Arabia or Medina are experiencing new opportunities, for example, than when you were growing up as a kid?
Definitely. The people are like, there is more reach, there is a better reach for and good opportunities for youth and creatives to really look at. You know, there is a lot of good platforms that's still standing and that's still reaching really well to the community that people can think of and submit works to and work on, you know.
So what's next for you then? What are your next projects? What's your next ambition? What do you hope to achieve?
Back to the desert. I'm showing these cans and I just want to feel, I just want to go back.
You have some spray paint cans here.
A goldish, golden spray cans. And I just want to go and maybe find something to really put my mind on. And maybe it will be something even for the society to kind of smile about, innocent.
Well, I know who to call next time I'm looking for a desert exploration.
Tell us. Yalla. Hopefully even tourism will open soon, inshallah, 1 or 2 years. And that will definitely affect, and it's affecting the tourism sector or even the art sector. We really had opened eyes and smiles about the way that people will visit Saudi Arabia and come and see the stories that will be created from this openness and tourism.
I was just in Saudi Arabia in January. I was amazed at the organization. There were a lot of foreigners, more than I had anticipated, that were out checking all of the new things going on.
It was very interesting, really.
Yeah. It's something, not that there haven't been people exploring and visiting as tourists before, but it's done now in such an organized way.
And relaxed way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very relaxed way, yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to conclude with my question that I ask everybody. Uh-huh. And that's, what does culture mean to you?
What culture means to me. When you ask me this question, I just have these visions of my old desert houses and stones and culture. I think that is everything that maybe makes you feel a human, makes you feel alive, related, belongs to, and rising questions and conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that is all what culture means to me.
Thank you so much, Mu'adh, for joining me today.
My absolute pleasure.
Really enjoyed. And now I think everybody has more of a bug to explore.
Thank you so much. And I was honored to be here with you guys and wish you the best, inshallah, and hope to hear this in maybe few years and smile about again.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you'd like to learn more about Mu'adh, you can follow him on Instagram at Mu'adh-Ofi. I'm really excited to share with you guys this season. We have amazing upcoming guests who have so much to say. If you'd like to stay tuned, then please subscribe and you can follow us on Instagram at @bithaqafat. I look forward to our next episode and I look forward to an exciting season where we continue to connect to the culture. Ma salama.